Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, it might not be your favorite household chore, but mowing your lawn is an important part of making sure it looks good and stays healthy.
That's right. And believe it or not, there is a right way and a wrong way to cut your grass. Here to help us sort it out is Roger Cook, the landscaping expert on TV's This Old House. Hi, Roger.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, it's our pleasure. And let's face it, it's not the most popular home maintenance project. But that said, I've actually heard that it's not good to cut your lawn too frequently or too low. Is that correct?
Too low is the big thing I see.
And why is that?
Well, when you cut the piece of blade of grass, you actually cut the green off it, and all that's left is the exposed stem that has no chlorophyll
okay.
in it. So that can either die or take a real long time putting out green again and getting grown.
Well, that's a good point. So the upper part of the blade of grass actually shades the stem below it, and that's really critical.
Right, and if you cut below the growing point, then you have a really hard time.
So what's the perfect formula? For frequency, for height, or is it based on the type of lawn you have?
Yeah, because I think that a lot of people tend to want to cut it low, thinking they're going to get out of having to cut it for the next couple of weeks. Yeah.
Right, but that's exactly the wrong reason to cut it low. Every type of grass has a height at which it likes to be cut. And what they found is in the summer especially, the longer you leave it, the more it shades itself and the more it keeps the roots from drying out.
So how do you know what type of lawn you have? Take your blade of grass to your garden center and be like, what is this?
Yeah, probably, unless you know. If you know it's a bluegrass mix, then you can just consult either on the internet or your garden center.
Now, Roger, if there's one thing that gives us lawn mowing envy is staring at that beautiful crisscross pattern on the Major League Baseball field. How do you get that in your own backyard?
When you watch the world champion Red Sox, you see how beautiful it is on the field. That's all done with a roller. That gives it all that pattern, not how they cut it, how they roll it.
Okay, so it only happens for world champion lawns.
Right. World champion Red Sox, right.
It's amazing because when I watch the world champion Yankees, their lawn is equally fantastic.
I don't think it's quite as fantastic. No. You know, we see a lot of patterns in things like that in these big fields. But what I like to see is you mow your lawn in different directions. Now, it's not going to give you something like the pattern you see on a baseball field, but you'll still get a pattern in the lawn. But what I want you to do is mow at different directions every week. So
okay.
Start in a straight line. The next week, go at a 90 to that. And then the next week, do a 45. And that's going to keep you from getting actual ruts you can get from the lawnmower. I have one lawn that the fourth week we actually cut in a circle.
It's a lot to keep track of.
But it's better for the lawn.
Now, Roger, are there any new innovations out there in lawnmower equipment, either walk behind or ride on mowers that make this job, say, a bit easier?
There's a bunch of things out there, mulching mowers, battery-powered mowers. But the biggest thing, I think, is the introduction of commercial zero-radius-turn mowers into the residential market so that you have a big lawn with a lot of curves or, or trees with circle beds around them. It makes it real easy to do the lawn quickly, properly, and cut all those radiuses.
And that's a good point because I remember driving the ride-on tractor that my dad had. We'd always have a pretty big swath around the tree.
And that you couldn't get to.
And you almost ended up kind of spitting out the back tires and digging rust trying to get tighter than it would really want you to be. So the zero turn makes a big difference.
They're designed to make that tight turn without ripping up the turf.
Now, a neighbor of ours, you know, they're sort of super environmentally friendly, and they've got, you know, a push mower, like a hand one, I guess. You know, no power, no electricity. Is that better for the lawn or just better for Mother Nature?
Or better for you.
Yeah.
It's better for the person doing the work, that's for sure. It's for all of the above. It's a great thing if you can get out there with one of those real mowers and do it. And that's the way we all started years and years ago before they introduced power. But think about how great it is for the environment and yourself to be out there doing that.
Any special maintenance to the blade there? Because I imagine they work a little harder since you're doing all the work on it.
Well, sometimes they need a little more touch-up than your average blade because they are a different type of blade than that thick blade you have on the bottom of your lawnmower. But if you touch it up, you keep it sharp, and that's a big thing we didn't talk about yet, how important it is to have a sharp blade on your mower.
Now, how often do you have to sharpen your mower blade?
I tell people I sharpen it on the lawns that we're doing every week, and they look at me and laugh, and the guys think it's a joke. They once gave me a blade that had been grounded down to about 6 inches big. It depends on what you hit.
Okay.
Think of it this way. If you slice that lawn with a sharp blade, it actually heals faster. If you cut it with a dull blade, it gets all these little fragments on the end. In the hot time, the hot season, you can actually see the lawn turn brown afterwards, and it'll take it longer to grow out.
So cut it, don't club it.
Exactly. Yeah.
And what about edging and sort of trimming the lawn? I know that really creates a beautiful, crisp lawn that just looks so professional, whether you have a pro do it or you do it yourself. Do you do it first or do you do it after?
I like to do it afterwards, because if there's a little place that was missed with a mower, I can just use my trimmer to clean that up.
Now, Roger, one of the worst moments in the lawn mowing process is when you go to start it and it doesn't happen. You know, you pull the cord over and over again, or you hit the key and nothing clicks. What's the best way to maintain your mower between clippings so it's always in good shape?
The most important thing, beyond doing your spring startup, the spark plug, make sure the air filter's clean and it's ready to go and it runs properly, is the gas. Too often people leave the gas sitting around and it gets stale and it won't fire. No matter how many times you pull on that cord or pull the choke or what you do, it won't fire.
Okay.
So either get new gas and make sure it's fresh, or put stabilizer in that gas to make sure it will fire in your mower.
Great advice. Roger Cook from This Old House, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit.
It's been my pleasure.
And for more tips just like that, including a great video on the best way to mow a lawn, you can visit thisoldhouse.com.
And you can watch Roger and the entire This Old House team on This Old House and Ask This Old House on your local PBS station.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.